We were just talking to Judy off the air because we said we had to move Bridget Carey around today because we had Jim O'Hare on from Parks and Rec.
Yes.
And Judy said how much she likes listening to Bridget Carey.
One of my favorite segments.
Oh.
And our Tech Tuesday. Did you hear that, Bridget?
That's so sweet.
And I'm trying to get in good with them, Bridget. That's why I said it. No, seriously, I don't know. I find it fascinating, interesting, and I'm not at all a techie.
Which is, Bridget, you do a great job with that. I like to pretend I'm a techie, but I'm really not. And it's all things we can understand.
Yeah, I think she dumps it down a little bit for me, so I really appreciate that.
Not just for all of us.
For Bill, especially.
Yeah, especially for me. Today's news, Bridget, is mostly, if not all, based on Apple, right?
Yeah, Apple dropped a ton of news at their conference that's going on now, but they dropped it all yesterday. And, man, we got smart speakers and a new iOS 11, or EOS, as you like to call it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think along with new computers that are coming out, too, and you know, upgrades they've given to their whole line, I would say, we are now entering the smart home speaker wars. I mean, you've had Amazon and its Echo and Alexa, you know, obviously dominating for a while now. It's been a couple of years. People have them in their home. Google has its own version that's relatively new. And here comes Apple going, you know what? We're going to give you one that's more than twice the price, and we're going to really focus on music because not much is new with Siri. I mean, that was my takeaway. When you have an environment where people want to speak to their smart speakers to be like, hey, can you turn on the lights? Can you close the garage door? Can you go text Jan? I'm going to be late. What's on my calendar tomorrow? We're going to really get a sense of who is the better assistant through all these speakers. And I came away wondering, well, is Apple a little more hesitant to talk about what Siri can do because it can't match up? Or do they just want to focus more on music because music is their bread and butter with their iPod history?
I think both, but Siri is terrible. I ask her things, and I do not know what you're saying, Wendella. She is terrible. It is not as good as Alexa.
That's the consensus a lot of people have when they just want something really quick and easy, text so-and-so, get, you know,
get
what
the weather.
Yeah. Now, in their early preview demonstrations, because this is something that's not coming out until December, they were talking about how Siri's going to have a lot of music smarts. She, you know, ask her, give me a song I'd like to hear, something similar to that. But also the typical assistant stuff, like, you know, what's the weather, what's the news, and set a reminder. I think they also were cautious of people being creeped out by having a speaker that has six microphones connected to the internet. And so they put an extra emphasis on the fact that everything is going to be sent anonymously to Apple servers with end-to-end encryption. So, you know, to me, I look at that and I say, oh, if the cops have a warrant, they can't get that information if they wanted to, you know, no one's going to be able to know what I'm telling Siri, even if they really were asking for it. So
that's not like a psychiatrist, you know.
I think
Siri should be able to dish the stuff.
Yeah. Speaker patient confidentiality. Aside from the speaker, this is where Apple can't be left behind. They have to shine. Maybe they want to, you know, focus more on sound than anything else. They were showing how this speaker has crazy smarts. It has the same processing chip inside as an iPhone. It can adjust the sound to fit your environment. It knows if you put it against a wall. This thing, by the way, if you don't know what it looks like, it's 7 inches tall. It's a cylinder. It has like white and black mesh around it. So the music's coming from all angles, but if you put it against a wall, it kind of knows to direct the sound not against the wall. So it has some cool sensors there. And everyone says it sounds really good when you want to pump it up really loud. But do people want to just, you know, kind of dive in and get some cool help with Alexa for, you know, $50? Or do they want to have something that sounds amazing for $350 with Apple?
What it is about Apple, though. And I have to say, I've always loved my iPhone. I did get an iPad and I bought a MacBook Pro, which I got before they made the change, which I'm so happy I did. So I guess I like Apple products. But I'm not that Apple person who needs to get every new thing that Apple comes out with. I'm not going to wait in line, but there are tons of people that still do that.
See, I'm waiting for rose gold speakers. Like, that's mine. I don't know if that's going to happen. But, yeah, no, there are people who are going to spend the money because they want, you know, there always will be fans. Brand is very important.
Yeah.
You know that, but I think when you get into the nitty gritty, we're really going to be looking to like point fingers at like, ooh, Google's better at recognizing my husband and me apart, and ooh, look, Amazon's better at ordering that thing I need really fast. And you point at Siri and you go, what can you do?
I don't know what you're saying, Bridget. I also have to say this is something that shocked me. A 14-year-old kid lives on his iPhone. He told me when it's time to upgrade his phone, he may make the switch to the Google phone, and I kind of find that shocking. Is that happening more and more?
It's not shocking when you think about how phones can do everything now. There really is no differentiator, and I think whatever Apple shows off in September for its next iPhone, they're really hoping that they can wow you to keep you, because it's very easy now to take everything you have and just switch to Android. I mean, the only reason you might not want to is if you spent a lot of money on the music store in Apple and a lot of apps. You don't want to lose all that investment and have to go to Android and rebuy things. That said, there's a lot of talk about, oh, what can phones do different? Maybe the next iPhone will have something with augmented reality. Okay, it sounds cool, right? Something to show off. You could have, oh, look, I have a photo I took, and I put a virtual thing inside the real world. Isn't that cool? I mean, but and there's a lot of game applications. People are still waiting to, you know, most people want to know, well, how can I make this useful to me? I look at this and go, all right, I don't know how to fix the toilet in my bathroom, but if I use augmented reality and I point my camera at it, maybe there's an app that can show me. Or I don't know if this couch from IKEA is going to fit in my living room, but I can point my camera in my living room and augmented reality is going to put that couch virtually there and show me if it fits. That's the common applications. And I think they're trying to sell that for the future. They kind of talked about it a little bit, Apple did at their event, showing that they're going to give developers tools to make cool apps that use our phone cameras and do this. Well, that said, right, like, will this new iPhone have something that the Android phones don't have? We'll have to see.
And I don't want, you know, the more technology there is, the harder it is for me,
it's
honestly.
Well, it's not just you, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Some people just adapt to it so easily, but for a lot of people, myself included, it's nightmarish.
You're lucky you can make a phone call on
your phone. I don't know how to do that.
Are you familiar with this whole new press, harder feature on like the iPhone, and they call it 3D touch, where
no.
To a setting you have to press a little deeper?
No.
And that, personally, that's my moment of going, why don't I get this? This is too hard. This is annoying. Yeah. I just want to click an app. And they changed it. So in iOS 11 coming out in the fall, if you want to get a shortcut to your settings to change the brightness, change the volume really quick, you're going to have to like do this dance of tap, deep tap, tap, deep tap. And I just
you can't just
like,
swipe
oh.
up anymore?
You're going to swipe up, but there's going to be new options. And to go deeper into those options, you got to press a little deeper with your thumb. I just feel that I'm like, I look at that, and I'm like, that's going to be irritating.
Yeah, it would be.
I'm going to lose my iPhone.
But there is a good thing coming. If you have other friends with Apple phones, you could just send money through text messages. So apps have done that, like Venmo already. And you could do that in a lot of different apps, actually. You know, Google has its own versions of this, and so does Facebook. But now Apple is letting you send money to other people within iMessage. So, you know, there's another thing that you might start being able to, you know, get your friends to pay you back quicker with.
Have all banks signed on to this? Because wouldn't that have, for this to be successful, doesn't every bank have to be on board with this or not?
It doesn't go through a bank, does it?
It doesn't?
From my experience, it's been your debit card.
Yeah, that would work.
You have to be comfortable with giving the company your debit card, so that way you could just easily transfer it.
All right. So when they're hacked, that won't be a problem, will it?
I know.
Well, look at PayPal, you guys. It's the same thing.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, there's that fine line you walk of trust, and you just hope that your bank will take care of it if something happens. But right. I don't really like doing it too much. I think it's a little weird, but I rather, I don't know how they're going to implement it. Maybe you do just give them your bank account and it goes right into your bank account. But actually, they did say that what it'll do is that when someone sends you money, it'll go into this like gift card type of situation. Mm-hmm. It's like in your Apple account, and from there you can use that money that's sitting in there to pay if you're at Dunkin' Donuts or McDonald's. You want to pay with, you know, tap your phone.
Yeah.
That money is going to go through that, or you can have it sent to your bank. So I'm not sure how it'll work. They just said that's the idea.
Pretty soon we're going to get up in the morning because our phone will wake us up. We're not going to have to touch anything, do anything, order anything. It's like we're just going to walk through like we're a pinball in a pinball machine.
Right. Just keep flashing your phone at stuff. Just pointing it. Yeah.
I'm not ready for that.
It's a wonderful dream. I would like that.
When I pay cash now for things, people look at me like I'm from outer space.
And
they're like, what is that?
They probably don't like it because it takes too long to get change. And God, the best thing you do is when you do pay cash for something and say it's like 21.06.
Mm-hmm.
And or let's say it's 11.06. You give them 21.06 and they look at you and they go, it's only
$11. Right.
It's like, I just want a 10 back.
Mm.
They can't figure that out. It's so fun.
Bridget, when are these smart speakers available? And will they play Nickelback?
They're not if they're smart speakers.
Nope,
the HomePod.
They will refuse to play Nickelback. All right.
Sorry. I have a better suggestion for you.
Right.
Siri will
give anything else.
December is what Apple is saying. So a little rough. It sounds like it's after the holiday shopping season, maybe just at the end of
just
the
year. Just missing it maybe, huh? Wow, interesting. All right. Well, Bridget, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
That's Bridget Carey from CNET. It's right there on your computer. Go to CNET.com. Everything is there.